Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Come join us every Saturday from 7 till close at Avenue Eatery and Cafe to play board games and help raise money for the Stollery.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Now, as you guys know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Josh Nicholson. I'm born and raised in Arizona, and I'm a council member up in Oro Valley, which is just the north side of Tucson.
Okay.
Big into mountain biking, motocross, kart racing, jet skiing.
Yeah.
Anything outdoors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, we just had a major lighting thing that went on there. So if the light switched and we don't look as good anymore, it's because that light changed, because we're in a museum right now, a visitor center, and it's all about Tucson. And this is actually one of their exhibits that will continue to change into daytime, nighttime, and all these animals are making noises and sounds, just so you know at home. So in regards to being a counselor, what does that mean in Tucson? I don't know anything or where you're from. We're from Canada, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know what like the policy or politics look like here in the States.
Yeah, so a council member is just for like your small town. So we're a small town of 45,000 people. So we determine zoning for land. We build parks. We fund the police force, that type of stuff. So really local community politics.
Okay. And when you run for a counselor, how long is your term for?
It's 4 years.
Four-year term. Okay, that's similar to Canada then.
Yeah.
And have you always been interested in politics, like yourself?
A little bit, yeah. My my grandfather was a politician in North Dakota. My family's from North Dakota. And
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a little bit interested, and I did lobbying for my air traveling controller union, because I'm air traveling controller full-time.
Okay.
And, yeah, we go to D.C. every year to keep our pay and benefits and stuff, so... They're always trying to chop that down, but yeah.
So, air traffic control, you're one of the guys, like, in the tower, looking at the flight patterns that are coming in.
Talking to the pilots, yeah.
That is a super stressful job.
It can be, yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
Since 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, listen, man, I used to play this video game on my phone. Like, you got to try to, like, land the planes, and okay, you see the patterns coming in, and the whole point is not to, like, have a plane crash, basically. It's a stressful video game, and so my background before I started with my marketing company and doing podcasting was I used to be in human resources. So, like, I'm really interested just in weird things about careers.
Yeah.
And air traffic controller is one of those career paths that is actually super challenging to get into. It takes, like, a certain breed of person.
Yeah.
Because of the stress and the hours of work that you have to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you hear about that career choice?
I became a pilot. So I was going to be an A-10 pilot down here at DM is what I wanted to do. I broke my back racing motorcycles. And then they're like, oh, you can't do that. And then I was going to be in school for a civil engineer. And my sister became a flight attendant just a few months before I started school. And
it's
like, oh, you can go the commercial route or the civilian route.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, there's a civilian route. But I mean, at the time, I didn't know it was going to cost me $100,000, but I did that. And then, I started school just after 9/11, so it wasn't a really good time for pilots.
No.
I did the pilot thing for a couple of years, and then I was offered the air traffic control job, and I took it. It's,
a little
more secure job, I guess.
But, you're an interesting dude. Like, as you were talking, hurt your back doing motorcycling.
Motocross.
Okay, so... What kind of motocross are we talking about here?
Well, they're 125 two-strokes back then when I was a little less weight, but yeah.
Yeah. And so are you racing, like, on a set track? Were you going out into, like, the wilderness?
Yeah, I did do some desert racing, but It's really dusty and big rocks and cactus. Yeah. Cactus is the one big problem in Arizona with going really fast and you go off track, you hit some cactus. And
so were you doing this recreationally? Were you like racing in races?
I was racing in races, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Very cool. How did you get into that?
It was my sister's boyfriend at the time, back in junior high or something like that. Took him out to the track, and he's like, "Oh, you should ride." And I don't know, he just got me into it. Yeah,
picked it up as a hobby.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so really good hobby. How did you end up hurting your back? Like, was it at a race? Was it a
spin? Yeah, just did too big of a jump and just overshot it.
Yeah.
Broke my back.
Broke your back.
Yeah, I broke my back. Yeah.
Okay, so let's explain that to me. Like, when you break your back, or like you held up in the hospital for a few days?
No, actually, it's kind of interesting. So I broke my back and knocked the wind out of me. They called the ambulance in, took me in the ambulance, and then we get there, and they asked me, like, what's your scale of pain from 1 to 10? I'm like, I don't know, 2 or 3, because I've already broken my leg and my arms and stuff. I'm like, the pain's not that bad, but it's obviously sore, and they weren't going to x-ray my back. They're just going to say, hey, just go home. My dad's like, he drove in an ambulance here. You should x-ray his back. So x-ray my back, and then, just a brace for several months. But, no surgery. So
no
I was
surgery,
lucky.
No surgery, no physio or anything?
Yeah.
When you hear somebody breaks their back, you're like, man, that's serious. But
Just squish them down, turn them into a little pies.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 3 of them. So.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
I was lucky. Nerve damage, no nothing like that. I can still walk. Yeah, so.
So now that you suffered that injury, do you still get on bikes, or you just rode that off?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been doing as much now that I'm 40 now. So
okay,
you look good. I have the kids, I just work and life and all that type of stuff. So I get out on the mountain bike. I keep a mountain bike on the back of my car, and I can find an hour here or there. Just there's lots. One good thing about Tucson, there's lots of trails, hiking, biking trails all over the place.
That's right.
I just keep it on there. If I got an hour or two to burn, then I'll just jump on my bike and go cruise for a bit.
Okay, we're going to keep talking, but we're going to throw it to an ad. Enjoy the ad.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
And we're back. Thank you very much. All right. So what kind of vehicle do you have that you're just throwing a bike on and then going for rides?
Audi R7.
Nice. There's some beautiful vehicles here in this community. We've seen a lot of Audis, and we've seen a lot of old school. And when I say old school, I mean like Toyota trucks from the 90s here.
Oh, yeah. They last forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like in our community, like we're far up north. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Fort McMurray, Alberta, and so you got rust because of the salt, and so you don't see cars of like a certain era anymore. Yeah. And here in Tucson, there's some like classic vehicles.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's great. Around. It's a great place to find a barn find.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what brings you here to this event that we're at tonight?
I'm on the board of directors of Visit Tucson through Oro Valley. We give money to Visit Tucson to try and bring visitors into the area. So
cool.
It's
for
economic development. But
nice. We met with a bunch of people from Visit Tucson and economic development. You guys do a great job at promoting your town and your city. It's unbelievable. Me and Tanner have been shocked with like the overwhelming reception that we've had and how open not only the people that work for those branches are, but from the shop owners, restaurant owners.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody has just been so welcoming and been like, hey, you guys are here to promote our community.
Yeah.
How and what can we do to promote and help you out today?
Laid back, kind of small town. We're a town, you know, it's a million people in all of Tucson Metro, but it's really got a small person town feel, and a lot of people like the outdoors, and you know how outdoors people are. We just like talking and hanging out, meeting new friends. You go on a trail, you meet someone new, and you, all right, well, I'll hike with you for an hour or so just chit chat about whatever. And meeting people from other places too. Like,
that's right.
I mean, Chicago, Washington, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously in the wintertime, we get the people from the north.
That's right.
Summertime, we don't get quite as many people, but
That's right.
But, yeah.
So, what is the one thing that you would recommend people check out in Tucson or closer to your neck of the woods if they're to come down here?
Oh, man. If you mountain bike, 50 Mile Trail, Fantasy Island is another one on the east side. Good place. There's we got a couple waterfalls, too, that are literally like 20 minutes from where we are right now. 20, right, right, 30 minutes, right. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're promoting the outdoors. If somebody's
I'm an outdoors person. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm 40, so I have two girls, so don't go downtown as much as I would have in my 20s. So,
right, right, right.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, the downtown is really good. They put the rail in. As soon as they put the rail in, mm-hmm. we've had a lot of money been spent on the downtown. It's really cool. I mean, it's definitely happening downtown.
Yeah,
so.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, my man, I just got the sign from the producer over there, Tanner, that we're out of time.
All right.
But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights.
Wow. Okay. Well, let's just say thanks to my wife, Dana, for putting up with me being a politician and doing all my extracurricular activities and let me have time to go out and have fun.
Nice. Well, thank you very much for making the time to do this today. Yeah, I really do appreciate it, my man. Everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to all of our sponsors for keeping this thing going. We really do appreciate you. For everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.